Welcome back. Well, the problems continue to plague the company formerly known as Facebook. Ohio's attorney general has filed a lawsuit against Meta, alleging the tech titan misled the public over the harmful effects of its products. Here to discuss that suit is Dave Yost, Ohio attorney general, and Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan. And Mr. Yost, you say retirement funds and investors in your state were hit hard as a result of the fallout from those bombshell reports that came out from the Facebook whistleblower.
Yes, and of course, we have five separate retirement systems for public employees directly at the state. Ohio Public Employees Retirement System took a multi-million dollar hit when that news hit the street, and we've got an issue there. Facebook, in its own internal review, said, we're not doing the things that we're saying we're doing publicly, and that's the ultimate definition, and I think, of fraud, saying one thing and doing the other.
Attorney General, this is Alexis Keenan here. Now, in your complaint, you're seeking compensation for those who bought shares this year. It's about a six-month period between April and October. And the argument is that the share price for Facebook was artificially inflated. But how does the suit specifically tie Facebook's, now Meta's, statements directly to that loss in share value?
Well, the losses are plain to see when you begin to chart the whistleblower's comments, the Wall Street Journal's revelation, and the Facebook files. The markets reacted immediately and in time with those successive bombshells. I don't think causation is going to be a terribly difficult thing to prove here. After all, we're going to be using their own words. Facebook's internal review called their actions a breach of trust.
So what exactly would Facebook have needed to disclose in your mind in order to avoid this lawsuit?
Well, for starters, they had a series of community standards that they enforced against most of us mere mortals. They also have something that they called X-check or cross-check. And certain of those high-energy, high-volume users on Facebook played by a different set of rules. Further, we had revelations that they had internal research that showed they knew that there was a significant population, largely but not exclusively female teens, that were having significant mental health impacts because of the way their algorithm worked, and they chose profits over people. Those kinds of things affect the trust a business has. And when of course, you don't have to disclose anything about your internal operations other than what's required by, federal regs. But when you are disclosing things, you have to tell the truth, particularly when it's relevant to the market and the markets move on the basis of what happens.
Attorney General Yost, I know that you have been involved in previous actions against Facebook, including a multi-state antitrust lawsuit. You also joined other attorneys general in calling for Facebook not to release an Instagram meant for kids. And in fact, they had to pause those plans. At the end of the day, is part of the issue here leadership? And does Facebook need a new leader and for its founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, to step aside?
Well, it's at least about governance, if not leadership. Our objection to Instagram Kids turned out to be prescient. Now that we've got these autumn 2021 revelations that they knew about their flagship product having very bad mental health impacts on teen girls, well, do we really think that they were going to suddenly find the gold ring and figure out how to do it right with Instagram Kids? I'm glad that they backed off, and I'm proud of my colleagues around the country for pushing back on that. but their antitrust practices, their acquisition practices, still under litigation. And however that turns out, I think there's some very serious questions about the integrity of their internal governance processes. And that's one of the things that the court may be able to reach in a remedy phase of this lawsuit, assuming, of course, that we get there.
And Attorney General, really quickly, I want to ask you, are you yourself on Facebook or any of the other platforms, Instagram or WhatsApp? And what do you recommend to users right now to do? Are you advising them to get off the platform?
Well, I'm advising the adult users like myself to use it sensibly, understand what this product is, how they manipulate your brain chemistry with their algorithm, and recognize that it may be doing things to you that you don't really even understand. I think we've all heard stories of friends and colleagues who have taken a vacation from social media and have been the better for it. They're happier, less depressed, less anxious, less worried. I think there's a lot here to unpack, and we still have a lot of mysteries in the human brain that we don't understand the long-term implications here.
Attorney General, we have about 30 more seconds here. I want to ask you about damages, what exactly you're looking for. Now, the fund, as I understand it, lost about $4.3 million, but you've referenced more than $100 billion in the lawsuit. So what would be appropriate here for damages as you see it?
Well, we will get to that point in due course. But look, the complaint lays out our theory, and there's a lot of room here for more than direct economic damages to the state of Ohio. This is going to be a class action lawsuit, and we hope to lead it.
All right. We will have to leave it there. Attorney General from Ohio, Dave Yost, and Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan, thank you so much for your time.